Blog Talk Radio.
No,
that's the wrong number. Don't do it.
4-4-4-8.
Can we just get a level check on the mics also?
Test.
Oh, good. Nice and loud. Okay, I can hear the block.
Yeah,
lady.
I think since mic is good. Here we go. Hey.
And I can hear you guys.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's hilarious. Can you hear my mic moving when I go like this?
Not really.
Okay, good.
I could hear that, though.
Can?
Well, what you're doing now. Because like, you're just touching the mic. But when you... Oh, now I... Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. That was like a fart. That was a fart.
This looks like I have cat ears, I think.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's like you're the cat.
It looks like I have two arms for ears, or like Triple H's arms are coming out of mine.
That's the effects of steroids.
I'm ready to go. Everybody, oh, wow, it's 6:02, so we should go. Let me just close out of all of this.
Imagine, like... 3 or 4 years ago, oh my God, we're late. It's 6:02. This is like a dream come true.
Let's do it. Is that good volume?
Sounds good to me.
What, your voice?
Ching show of love and respect.
Is that good?
The Guitar Center in Hollywood is unveiling a beautiful Eddie Van Halen mural today. Not to be
a little loud, but that might be.
I can't hear you, Noah. There you go.
Do we want to change something in the audio settings that you found?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Rob, me or Rob?
Me. I think it was just... okay, so it's just you want to enable original sound from microphone. So go to the audio preferences.
All of us are doing this?
Yes.
Audio. What am I doing?
Okay, so do you see suppress background noise?
Yes.
Under music and professional, do you see music and professional audio under that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So check off. I have everything checked off. Show in meeting options to enable original sound. High fidelity music mode. Echo cancellation, stereo audio.
On the suppressed background noise, though, what should that be set to?
Auto.
Okay.
Oh, the sound is way better. I can already hear it in his microphone.
Cool.
Nice.
How about if I play? Let me play. Is it gonna?
Yeah,
change?
Try something.
Is it gonna change anything if I play something and then?
Let's see.
Talk. Oh, wait a minute.
So he's allowed to go? Hey, I'm talking.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Mazel tov. All right.
Actually, I can hear you.
You got a winner.
It doesn't stop
the
music.
We have a winner.
It's very loud, though. The audio is very loud.
I don't know how to fix that.
I
have to re-upload everything because you can't like.
Well, play another thing.
Crank.
Maybe it's just that one.
Also.
Yeah, your mic should be cranked up more.
Because if you're gonna talk here, you got to crank the volume. Unless you talk with your mouth like totally on it.
Oh, shit.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. It's colder than a witch's left tip here in New York.
That's not the blame.
Drava is sitting poolside sipping Mai Tai.
No, that's
and sucking ribs off the bone, like some kind of fancy Dan Michael celebrity.
Very loud. There's no spider here. Because of the documentation that you have to upload each thing. Like at a certain volume, you can't just
do. What about like just play a sound effect that you would play?
Well, that's the problem is that everything is not playing for some reason. It's not synced to my library anymore. I don't know why. Cause I didn't change anything. I only could play like two drops.
All right. Well, I mean, we could. It's fine. You know, we could make it an episode, I think.
Darren, just make sure that either your mic is louder or your mouth is like right in front of this thing. Yeah, if you could turn it towards you. Otherwise,
how's that?
Yeah,
better?
It's much better.
Okay. Send me a text if I start to get low.
Okay. Do you want it on Zoom or in the Hangouts? What are you more like?
On Hangouts for sure.
Okay. All right, I'm going to mute myself.
One sec. I just need one sec. Okay, I'm just going to mute everyone.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. In a touching show of love and respect, the Guitar Center in Hollywood is unveiling a beautiful Eddie Van Halen mural today. Not to be outdone, the PetSmart in Burbank is unveiling a new mural of Glenn Danzig, demanding the store accepts his expired $2 off cat litter coupon. A true work of art. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Yeah, he needs his kitten and a baby. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Rob here with Noah, Sid,
Noah.
And Durinsky.
Howdy.
And welcome to another excellent edition of the show, the final Metal Injection Livecast of January 2021. January is done. We're 1/12 of the way through with the year. That's kind of crazy to think about. And we thank you. Yes, he is.
When you say 2021, it sounds like you're saying toy.
2020, toy.
May it not be as bad as 2020, toy.
Mm. Toy.
Exactly.
And we hope you spent at least 4 of these days with us because it's Tuesday. We're live Tuesdays, 6-ish Eastern. And we hope you could join us, because if you do, you can give us a call, 213-WIDENUT. It's 213-943-3688. And we have a special guest. We have Garcinia Hall from 2 Minutes Late Night. He's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. And I do want to mention, if you want even more live casts than all the free archives that we provide for you, if you want even more than that, you can join our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast, for as little as $5 a month. You get access to at least 2 bonus episodes. So if you have access to all of our archives, and we kicked it off this year with the Live Cast Hall of Fame. We started off with Iron Sheik and Douglas Levison at the top of the month. And then February 1st, we recorded a brand new Live Cast Hall of Fame episode. We had so much fun doing it, the format, that we continue. And we did a deep dive on one of our favorite Live Cast callers, perhaps the favoritest, Shlomo Choina. And we spent some time revisiting the IO Digital Cable song and analyzed it to a point that I feel like we've never really analyzed it before, and found the true depth of this commercial.
Yeah.
So you could get all of that on our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. Is that good?
Good.
Works
yeah.
for me.
Now take it again from the top.
Put a little
part
more spirit in it.
Part your hair on the other side and do it again.
Which side is it parted on?
I don't know. That's for him to figure out.
It's equally parted. It's halfway.
Rob's all right, part is like where his hair and forehead meet. It just goes up.
We have a special guest coming on. Let's bring him on in.
Yeah.
Why not? Bring him in. He's in the waiting room. The artist known as Garcinia Hall. We have Jordan on. Hello, Jordan.
He's muted.
And he's muted. That's how we like our guests. Just visual.
Am I unmuted now?
There we are.
There you are.
Good.
That's the first time I've been brought into a Zoom, and it was like, you're muted. Would you like to not be muted? I was like, yeah, man. For
it's,
sure.
It's a... Welcome.
Thank
you, like
you
to control
for having
the
me.
Meeting.
Yeah.
We
look
were
at
hoping
your,
that you could
look at your wrestling
forward.
Background with fireworks. That's fun.
Yeah, I'm entering the Royal Rumble. That's the thing. You know, we do a video version.
Congrats.
Yes. We do a video version for our patrons. We throw little Easter eggs as our background.
Oh, fun. That's great. I'm glad to be. I don't know how to make the back. I'm like, I don't know how to do a background yet. I don't know if my computer is updated or ready for that. So this is what you get. You get my office.
Wait, you know how to mash up different musicians together while you play music, but you don't know how to do a Zoom background.
I don't know how to. Here's the thing.
It's all in post.
It's all, I have like a limited amount of space for what I know how to do, you know? I know how to, I'm new to Zoom business in general.
Gotcha.
But here we are. I'm happy to be here with you guys. I love this. I love the cat litter. I love, is that Triple H and Lemmy?
Yes.
Love that. You'll love to see it. All of them have matching beards.
They
yeah,
do. They have mutton chops.
Noah, we told Noah to sync up her beard with ours, but she forgot.
I couldn't grow it fast enough. That's what I get for doing laser.
Laser mutton chop removal, for sure.
Yeah, I just got to get this part removed. Everything else.
And Jordan, you were in New York City proper, and much like Noah, you escaped. You left the city.
Yes, I did. Well, kind of. I mean, I stayed to the end of my lease, and then my landlord was like, I'm selling the building. And so for me, it was like, all right, I'm going to look at other apartments, but I'm also going to see, I guess, what's available with more space, since I'm inside all the time. I got a dog. I can't really go to the parks anymore because at the time, everyone was just picnicking because it was all you could do. And I found, I just found a little house that was the same amount of rent that I was paying for my apartment, just an hour outside of the city. So that's what I just did that.
You're a suburban dad now.
Yeah. Got to take care of my stinky little bat daughter. And, listen, giving her a proper amount of space. I'm liking dad life. I'm like, if this is, it's kind of nice. I like having more than one room to go into. That rule.
Wow.
I don't know.
A little
know,
bougie.
I get to be like band bougie. Like I get to, I'm like, I have a basement that I'm going to put like amps and drums in. That's been the dream since I was like 12 years old. I never thought that I would ever have a setup that I could do that in. So I'm just kind of I'm achieving a weird little goal with this.
Yeah, you didn't know about the concept of renting as a 12-year-old, so it really changes everything.
Not at all. I mean, I'm also renting it, so I can beat the shit out of it and then leave when I'm done. Whatever.
Yeah. Sid, what were you saying?
Is this a permanent move, or are you, once the pandemic like stops being pandemic-y, will you come back to the city?
I guess it depends. It kind of depends on what 2 minutes really becomes. I think it depends on, you know, if I can find a situation that's going to be, I think I'm realizing that I'm enjoying all of this space. So it's very calming. So I'm going to see just kind of what happens. I mean, the thing I was most worried about moving out here is I was like, oh no, what about Vitus? And then I realized everyone who owns Vitus does not live in New York. They all live on like Long Island or in New Jersey. And I'm like, if they can do that, I'll be fine. I'm not there every day.
Yeah. You could just hitch a ride with one of them.
For sure. You know, we'll make it work. I just got to go to the basement sometimes, whatever.
Or like, can you just do the show from your basement now?
No. We will always be like, when it's the show, it's gotta involve Vitus. I feel like the show and Vitus are connected. So that's why everything we're doing now is like decidedly a little different than the actual show. Mm. We're not trying to like figure out how to make the show work out like the full format talk show work outside of Vitus. That's where we're trying new things. Yeah. Like this Friday, we're trying a new live stream series called Splitsville, which is going to be, it's kind of like a live stream music video version of like old 90s hardcore and punk 7-inch splits where bands would cover each other. I think like, we have a theory that it could be like, we're trying to make live streams a little bit, just we're trying to spice them up and make them not just a concert to nobody, like a little bit, not just bands playing their sets. Cause I think that there's something that no matter how cool someone's like full, concert can be, there's always that feeling that like, you've seen them do this before and you've seen it with people and it's better. So we're trying to put bands in, or come up with concepts that puts bands in situations that you haven't seen them in before. So we're trying it on Friday with Caven and Every Time I Die. I think that it's kind of cool to have a band like Caven that inspired Every Time I Die. And Every Time I Die is like a staple for punk and hardcore and metal. They're somehow in all and all, they're respected in all of the genres. And so I think that there's something cool about a band like Every Time I Die getting to pay tribute to one of their biggest influences. And then Every Time I Die bringing eyes towards Caven to the younger people who might not know who they are or not realize, or the people who've heard newer Caven just realize where they came from.
That's awesome.
So how many songs is each band going to be playing?
One. That's the other thing with it is it's two songs. So you're going to just see the bands go.
Not much of a commitment.
Not much of a commitment. Well, you know what? That's the weird part is it's been, it's easy to get like certain members of bands and do the collab. Like when we do our weekly covers, there are, you know, we're kind of strategic with like who's available. It's hard to get an entire band together. Like it took it. We've been planning Splitsville for months and it's been hard to get everybody together. Cause, at least with these two bands, they don't all live in the same place. They're, you know, they have partners. They're trying to figure out the right way to be safe and get together in a way that's like going to be, you know, work best with COVID restrictions or whatever, and have time to quarantine. So it took a while to put it together just for one song. So, but I also think that I want to see if a shorter version of a live stream will have more of an effect on, you know, people's attention. Sometimes people just don't want to watch a full hour and a half live stream from a band, or, you know, they want to just get a taste. So we're putting a lot of effort into a short amount of time. So it's not going to be that big of a commitment. The ticket price is only $5 and it's got exclusive merch that you can't get. Like you can only get it in the live stream window, which is 24 hours and it loops. So there's, you know, there's bonuses to being a part of it. And it's not that big of a commitment from your time. And it's not that big of a, like an attack on your wallet or whatever.
Where could people go to do this?
You can go to just tombslatenight.com and there's links to how to get to our, or to get to the stream. The stream is being done on Bandcamp. We're trying out the new Bandcamp live stream platform. It seems great. They're giving
a lot of new things. You're doing a lot of new things and like one instance. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you know, we were looking at building, we were like, all right, we'll build a website for live streaming, but then we saw that we have a really good following on Bandcamp because of the covers and our like small digital EP releases. So we were like, we have an audience there. It's a new platform and they're giving they're like, for the first few months, they're just giving everything to the artist. They're just trying to get people using it. And we were like, essentially, this is what we were going to do anyway.
Great.
We already have an audience. Let's go for it. Let's try
Bandcamp. I'm a big fan of Bandcamp. I feel it's like, because the founders kind of like, they had some other startup where they cashed out. So, and this was like a total passion project for them. So it's all about the artist first, and you really feel it in like the way they go about their business model. Like they sometimes have like days where they don't take a cut at all, where all the money goes to the artist. And I think that's really, really cool.
That is, we have made use of every single Bandcamp Friday for 2 minutes, like digital releases.
Mm-hmm.
And
look at you now. You're in a house. It's paying for your house.
It's paying for my house. Yeah, we take like none of this shit. It's all for like, we're like, the whole project has been to try to help artists who can't fucking do anything right now. It's hard. Especially
Have you done anything for Alex Skolnick of Testament?
We haven't. I would love to do something with Alex Skolnick.
He's doing rap music now. Yeah. So maybe if you could help him stop doing that, that would be great.
That would be doing something.
Wait. Yep. He's rapping or he's playing guitar while
He's very political. Very political.
He's rapping about a very innovative topic that nobody has touched, which is that Trump is very bad.
Yes.
Oh,
well, this is from before the election. Let me play one. This is the second song.
It's
Should we do the second song or the first song?
The election because of
He's the reason why.
Yeah,
100%.
He swung it.
People got on board with with his Cheeto wrap for sure.
I'll give you a little trailer. This is like if you watched a sitcom in the 80s and somebody's dad in the sitcom tried to rap.
Oh no.
Jesse and the Rippers, was that the band from Full House?
Yes.
Like if Jesse did a hip hop side project.
Okay, here we go.
It's literally called Trump Sucks.
Yes.
Yes.
So this is the second one. It's a little jazzier.
I think the first one's better.
Okay, hold on.
This has got to be a bit. I'm looking at it now. This is a bit.
No.
No.
No, no.
It's not a bit?
Not a bit.
I mean, he thinks it's funny, but like it's like laugh with funny.
Yeah.
You know? He's not trying to be ridiculed.
Put a lot of effort into this.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well,
oh no, that was it.
Because we just did like an interview with like Keith from Every Time I Die and Steve from Caven about Splitsville, and Keith brought up the Judgment Night soundtrack as one of his favorite
a classic,
musical collaboration. And I was like, I want to see. It's a shame that like rap rock or rap metal kind of didn't really go in that direction.
It
became new metal, and whatever you think about new metal is what you think about it, but it isn't the Judgment Night soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I think that it's like when you said Alex Skolnick doing rap, I was like, oh fuck yeah, thrash and rap finally again. No, but that's not what's happening. It was an acoustic guitar out the gate.
And it's a visual aid.
Water.
Daughter?
Water.
Like, hey, Scob.
I love that he is not. I love that he put images on the iPad and is swiping through them like normally.
Yeah.
In just post production, he put the text on the screen, but he didn't put the images on the screen. He's swiping through it like it's a PowerPoint presentation.
It's a it's mixed media. It's a mixed media project.
To do the captions, it's a very easy iMovie thing. Yeah. But to actually do the slideshow, you got to import the screenshots, arrange them. That's way above his pay grade.
Yeah.
You know?
There are no regulations for clean air and water. How do you use an iPad? Got to ask my daughter.
You just have to finger tap the iPad.
So I want to play a little bit of the follow up, which is a message we all get behind.
Scully D is his rap name.
Oh my God!
What's timeout? Hold on. Hold on. What's the D? Scully D? What's the D?
Just
for?
Like Scully D.
Scully
but,
D,
yeah.
Right, buddy? So he's just ripping off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's Scully
D. Scully D. Yeah.
He's even lip syncing this preamble hymn. You clap your hands.
Just the white guy dancing too. It really sells.
Oh wait, no. Hold on. He hit the contrast button. He put a hat on now.
Yeah. So he watched some tutorials.
He saw what the kids are doing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. He's a slave now.
Oh, no.
Here's the thing. Guys, I love it. I love it. I think I'm proud of him. Well, now my mission is going to be, like, here's the thing. You were like, can you get Alex Skolnick to do something? I'm going to get him to do a really good rap song. I want to team Alex Skolnick, up with, like, Rico Nasty and have them and him just create an incredible backbeat for her. Oh. That's what we got to do. Oh, he's got a new hat on.
Oh.
Let's get to the hook.
It's COVID. Saying COVID over and over again.
Got a little Western vibe in there.
Oh, no.
That's a nice 60-year-old TV reference for your very young audience. You all right, Rob?
This fucking whips ass. Hell yeah.
Rob, do you have COVID? You're like spasming out over there.
I'm so excited to show this to my aunts. They're going to fucking love it.
Oh, there it is.
Here's the thrash part you were hoping for, Jordan.
Great.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yes, Jordan. He goes there.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Oh, I love it.
I love that he's pantomiming.
He's having
his
so
play.
Much fun.
Yeah.
That you have to hand it to him. What's that reference? WAFM. War against?
No, wear a fucking mask.
Oh, wear a fucking... Oh, I see.
It's the song title. Come on now.
I can't wait for him to come out with a song about the vaccine.
Oh.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right,
wear a fucking mask! I love that he chose to just do like a Gilbert Godfrey in Aladdin impression just for that part.
That's his Fauci impression.
Yeah.
That's him as Fauci.
Oh. Yeah. That island accent.
He thinks Fauci's
Gilbert Godfrey.
I told you to wear a mask. I don't understand why you people don't wear masks.
Just put on a mask. Didn't Fauci like get in trouble for he told people not to wear masks in the beginning? And then they like dug up some tapes of him and like saying not to wear masks after like, and then he switched after like a couple of months and he admitted that.
Well, they
didn't want to scare people or whatever.
No, I think there were a lot of people saying that like everyone was saying you shouldn't wear a mask at the beginning. Cause they were like, it doesn't do it. Cause no one knew anything about this at the beginning, you know? I don't know if, I mean, maybe Fauci, but I do remember most, like, in February, when people were going to start trying to wear masks, there was, like, a whole bunch of articles that were saying, don't wear a mask, a mask doesn't do anything, you're taking masks away from, like, medical professionals
yeah.
who need them.
Yeah,
that's,
I remember
that.
I remember
that part.
Yeah.
I remember that, too.
I feel, just shows how wonderfully unprepared we were for this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Nobody knew what the hell was going on.
We still kind of don't know what the hell is going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's the best part about it.
Yeah.
Every time I like I start reading about it and then like or like things are canceling each other, I just think of that Alex Jones drop that we play on the show.
I thought you were going to say that Alex Skolnick rap we just watched.
No.
I think back to the Skolnick rap.
What was the Alex Jones clip?
Wear a fucking mask, people.
No,
it's where he goes, all this information, or whatever he says.
Well, unfortunately, I have some technical difficulties with the drops right now. So
yeah, I just did it. Like them.
I'm sad I can't see what that drop is.
Yeah.
Is it the last Alex Jones thing I saw was like him getting in a fight with the guy at the taco bar? Was that?
I don't remember.
That was probably
one of many fights. Just like, I don't, yeah. It's one of many Alex Jones fights, but it was it was just like a theme restaurant. And I love theme restaurants. And I'm just like, I was so excited to see it. It was like Alex Jones at like a medieval times, but there were tacos. It was fucking awesome.
Maybe he was at Hulk Hogan's restaurant.
Does Hulk Hogan have a restaurant?
Oh, yeah. Hogan's Beach House in Tampa, Florida.
And it's a theme restaurant.
It's a Hulk Hogan themed restaurant on the beach.
I hope the theme is not white supremacy.
Until you eat the food, there's nothing.
That's funny that you mentioned that.
because there was a problem. No, we talked about this. Let me. There was a flyer. He got in trouble. For
Hulk Hogan getting in trouble? No way.
So okay, this is in 2014, and so okay, I got it. I queued up. So there was somebody posted on Reddit that they went to the beach house, and they just posted photos from the beach house, and then one of the photos was a dress code photo, and here's the dress code. And it's like no plain white t-shirts or otherwise oversized t-shirts extending past the mid-thigh, no attire containing profanity, no sports or sleeveless jerseys, which is like, so how Hogan dresses, no excessively baggy attire, no low-hanging pants or shorts, no hats, caps, or visors worn sideways or back-facing. And then this one. No do-rags?
Hulk Hogan wears a do-rag. I've only ever seen him in a do-rag.
And no high-top sneakers. This is a beach party, and beach attire is required.
So
I love that the TMZ headline here was Hulk Hogan dressed up.
He's wearing a do-rag in the icon.
Right, yeah.
The picture of him in a do-rag.
Is this restaurant still in business?
This particular one went out of business, but then somebody, I believe, licensed his name at a different.
Oh, it's like everything Hulk Hogan does,
like that.
You're not allowed to do in this.
Yeah.
The only N-word allowed here is nachos, brother.
Oh boy, he like when you said Hulk. I think I mixed up the fact that like Hulk Hogan has a restaurant, and then like Sammy, I was like, oh, Sammy Hagar has a restaurant.
Cabo
yes,
Wabo.
I know that. Yeah, Cabo. I was like, right, Hulk Hogan's restaurant, Cabo Wabo.
Oh, yeah,
I bet Hulk Hogan's been to Cabo Wabo. I believe.
Oh,
that.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
A sandwich named after him there.
What's on that
farm.
Sandwich?
It's a chicken
farm. Chicken farm.
Chicken farm.
Do you know that reference? He was, you know, right? You're cracking up, so you don't know it.
No, I don't know.
He was caught on tape. I guess he had sex with his friend's wife. Like the friend arranged it. What was his name?
I did know this.
Yeah.
At the end of the video, he climbs off of her and he just says, "Oh man, I just ate some veal parm, brother. I feel like such a fat pig.
I feel like a pig." This is in the sex tape. Well, this is in the part that like Gawker leaked. It was like a minute.
Right.
Can you imagine if you have some like weird Hulk Hogan fetish or something? You watch this tape just about the climax, and then he starts talking about what a fat pig he is. Like you just want to remember
like
Hulk Hogan from 1995.
Here's the thing. I'm going to dispute that. If you are watching the Hulk Hogan sex tape and you are about to climax, him crawling off and saying he wants to eat veal parm is not going to stop
it. Might be right.
You're going to come anyway if you were already going to come.
And then you will also get some parm.
And then you're like, that might push you over the edge and be like, that sounds like a great snack. Here we go.
I was picturing a guy who grew up being like a Hulkamaniac and now he's like 40. Oof. And he's just trying to remember Hulk Hogan as he did when he was 8. And then that just ruins it. Like, everything else ruins it, and that's
now I'm picturing that, and you've ruined my evening because of that. But I don't, you know, I knew about. I didn't watch this. Like I had friends who like worked at Gawker or like at offshoots of it, and they were really bummed out that they had to release it, and then they were really bummed out that they were like, we're gonna fucking lose all of our jobs because of this thing we did not want to cover. It really sucks.
It's so crazy how it ballooned too. Cause like at first it was such a like sideshow of a story. And then just cause Hogan was so hell bent on revenge. And then he found, you know, the silent backer, how it just ballooned into just killing hundreds of jobs.
Yeah. To most people, I think it was just like, we were like, all right, it's Hasselhoff with the burger. I think that's how
exactly
we're looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, like nobody realized like what what impact. And now what's so crazy to me as a wrestling fan is like Hulk Hogan is not just part of like you know, like dumb pop culture history. Like this is a huge moment in like journalism and like this is going to be like Hulk Hogan is going to be taught in like ethics classes and journalism classes. Like seriously, like this is that big of a thing that happened, like a monumental story that happened. Like it's so crazy to think about it in those terms.
In like 20 years, because like what we had like all the presidents, man, and then like 20, 30 years later, we had Spotlight. And then 20, 30 years later, we're going to have the Oscar-winning drama about fucking Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like chicken parm. I feel like a pig.
Which I had, weirdly, I brought up all the President's Men because for years, I did not, I had mixed up my pop culture with that movie. For years, I thought I did not know what the movie Deep Throat was from the 70s. I thought forever because of just like the Muppets and just like 80s comedy that when someone like is wearing a trench coat and a hat and comes out of the shadows and just says like, I'm Deep Throat. I was like, oh, that's a reference to the movie Deep Throat. No, that's a reference to all the President's Men and Deep Throat. Is about a human being with a clitoris in their throat. Yeah. Had no idea. That makes way more sense for a movie called Deep Throat, by the way.
Yeah.
Plot-wise. I'm sorry I derailed this derailed conversation.
You can always derail things in the direction of clits and throats. That's always
mm-hmm.
derailment.
Well, I was like talking with my... with my partner about that, and we were like, that is just the most like hilarious dude's idea for a porno ever. Like
Deep Throat,
just like the concept of like Deep Throat is just
isn't
like
that
the
what
most...
a fleshlight is though.
Oh, I don't think a fleshlight can feel pleasure, Noah.
Yeah,
I think like that's like the like it's it, just the concept of just like, I wish that like getting a blowjob was the only thing I had to do in sex and they had a good time.
Yeah.
I wish the whole thing that pleases me more would be, women would be more motivated to do that. For me.
Yeah. I want to know like also the, like the writer's room, like, like did it
the support authority.
With, just like stupid man, like writing that. Like, all right, well, I don't like it's it sucks being a dude, and the clit is on the outside. What if it was on the inside? And then like someone had to explain, like, well, you kind of are just putting a hat on the on a hat of the G spot, and then they had to build to like, all right, it's in the throat. Meeting's done. Good job, everybody.
The first days of that writing conference was learning what a clit is. I think.
Right, for sure. And it's where?
No.
Show man. Me. Show me.
Is a man in a rowboat? What?
Move
what
it. No way.
The other absurd thing about that plot, besides the obvious, is that there's a plot in a porn movie, which is not like people who are in their 20s now may not know that they had plots. At
yeah.
They were actual movies, like feature-length movies.
They were cinema.
Yeah.
They were premieres.
That's bananas. Yeah, that's – I guess, like, the – it is weird to think of. I think the first time I saw, like, a reference to, like, oh, yeah, there were people in the theaters for porno releases is American Werewolf in London.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the See You Next – the See You Next Wednesday bit – in American Werewolf in London is the fun is like one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life, by the way. But that also let me know I was like, I can't believe that this is just that there's just a porn theater that has just seemingly regular folk in Piccadilly Circus.
Oh, that's a, like my first exposure to it was Pee-wee Herman's Arrest. I was like, oh, there's movie theater with this.
Oh my God. I completely forgot about that. I completely blocked that out.
Yeah, he had a good time.
Yeah, you brought up some trauma for me.
I didn't understand. I was like, what? So what?
Yeah, also, that's the biggest. So far, what?
I mean, that's what everyone's
doing. Sounds like
you're
doing what you were supposed to be doing in one of those theaters.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure the janitor probably disagrees with that. But I mean,
the person sitting one seat in front of him.
Right. Well, the courteous thing to do would be just don't, you know, social distancing. Like,
yeah.
a row behind somebody.
Yeah.
Just skip a row.
Or know how far your splooge limit is and, you know, adjust accordingly.
But right. Also, though, I believe it would be like there were signs that you're not allowed to do such things.
Oh.
Of course, people would avoid such signs. And it begs the question. Yeah. It's like, if you can't jerk off, why even have the theater? You know, like, why even have the porn theater to begin with?
I think people should... go ahead, sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think people could only contextualize movies back then as cinematic. Like, where were you going to see a movie? There was no HBO, you know, in the early 70s. And you couldn't just turn on a television and see movies unless it was like a, you know, a 20-year-old movie that they're rerunning. So you had to go to a theater to see a movie, period. Like now, that's why those movies don't exist anymore, because now everything is a video clip. So you can just also watch porn as a video clip. You don't need the movie. The movie became extraneous, like shed skin and just fell off, you know, because you don't need that part anymore. But back then you did, for sure.
Shed skin was a different porno.
Yes, my favorite.
Where like women's clits shed. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, just the weird idea of we're going to build a porn theater, but... you can't jack off, so you and your erection gotta ride the tube home, mate. Like, what?
Take that somewhere else.
Edging.
Yeah, you're right.
So, no,
but even edging at this point would be illegal because you can't whip it out. I guess you can do it through your pants.
Rub yourself.
Oh, you could get yourself off through your pants.
And then go to the men's room and finish off.
Then you just point yourself home in the right direction. You know, we can
hear me out. Hear me out. Porn in bathroom stalls. Like you know how they have the ESPN in the bathroom at the stalls?
Or the back of an airplane chair.
I mean, you could do that with your phone.
But you gotta hold it out like this. Oh, maybe have a mount for your phone so your hand is free to like.
So you wanna
so
put
you
your phone
off
on a...
with two hands?
No, you're right.
Off with one.
This you just got to stroke the balls with the other hand.
But you don't want to like, it's like shaking. It ruins the moment.
This is some ambitious post COVID entrepreneurship we're coming up with here.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm proud of this innovation for you guys.
Yeah, there would be social distancing, but okay.
Yeah, there's walls in between. You're in a
wall.
Yeah. Fuck, yeah.
Where do we go from there?
His wheels are turning.
I can't believe I forgot. That was the first thing I ever knew about Pee Wee Herman.
You've never watched a show as a kid? Oh, I guess it might have been.
How old I was born in like 89, and that happened in like, what, like 93? So I had I didn't find Pee-wee until like high school. I saw the movie because forever I was like, oh, it's that gross man. And then like forever I was like, well, I guess why did we think he was that gross? That's not the worst. That's not that bad.
It's a pretty victimless crime.
It's for sure. And then I watched that movie. I'm like, this is the funniest. This is one of the funniest things ever made. This man is a genius. We fucking suck for us. Just deciding as a culture to kick him out.
Right.
And then I watched the show and I now love Pee Wee's Playhouse, the Pee Wee holiday special. I watch once a year, the best holiday, anything. We're done with the holidays now, but that's the best one.
That's the one that came before the show. That's like kind of adult, right?
He had an HBO thing that came before the show. I think the holiday special is a part of the show
because
it's got like kid friend. It still has like Cowboy Curtis It's got Grace. The guest list is insane. It's got Grace Jones, Cher, Charo. These are only celebrities that I would care about because I love drag so much nowadays. Mm.
I love Charo. I mean,
everybody loves Charo.
Amazing.
You can't get mad at Charo. It's a really bananas, Whoopi Goldberg is in it. It's great. Every 5 minutes, there's a new celebrity that actually kind of kicks ass.
What do? They just show up and does she just go coochie coochie? Or
would they perform Feliz Navidad together?
Yeah, she performs Feliz Navidad. Everybody brings Pee Wee a fruitcake. And so he has handsome men building him a castle made out of fruitcakes for the entire episode. It's very fun. It's genuinely hilarious and really well done as the platonic ideal for a special, a TV special for something like that. That's the best version of it I've ever seen in the format that we all know, I would say. So hooray for Pee Wee. Good job.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, sorry.
I was just going to mention, I was going to say thank you for joining us and hanging out. And Splitsville is the big fun jam.
It is.
It's this Friday, right? It comes out this Friday.
It's at 8 p.m. It's on our Bandcamp, so 2 minutes late night, .bandcamp.com. It starts at 8 p.m., but it's just going to loop for 24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hours, people.
24 hours. It's got exclusive merch. I'm just going to let people know this now. There's going to be a 7-inch vinyl. Everybody's been asking about it. There will be an actual physical 7-inch split release of Cave-In performing the Every Time I Die song and vice versa. The mixes are really cool. Kurt Blue's mixing, Cave-In's cover, and it's perfect. Magnus from Cult of Luna mastered both, so they sound fantastic. There is a we just announced today that there's a Thomas Hooper, the artist who mostly works with Cave-In and all the stoner metal that everybody loves. It's Thomas Hooper designed a Every Time I Die shirt to look like a Cave-In shirt, and tomorrow. Fuck it, doesn't matter. Jordan Buckley is drawing the Cave-In shirt that looks like an Every Time I Die shirt. So that's coming out tomorrow morning. So you see that.
So many scoops. So many scoops.
Yeah.
So many hot breaking news.
Yeah.
Items.
Dropping hot potatoes.
God bless your mother. God bless your father. Thank you, Jordan.
For a guy who doesn't know how to use Zoom, you're pretty innovative with all these music endeavors, especially in the pandemic when a lot of artists can't perform. So good on you, Jordan.
Hey, thanks.
This is all this information.
That's all that we're trying to do. I mean, the 2 minutes in general is just trying to get a wider, our whole goal with that was to try to get a wider audience on metal, to try to kind of break down the misconceptions of metal. The metal is it break up the clickiness of it, and it's also it makes sense that even now we're gonna just keep trying to help these musicians that we love, to spotlight them whenever we can, and to help them out of this shitty time, because we know how to do some video stuff and make it a little bit entertaining. So we're trying our best here, everybody.
Very cool. Thank you, Jordan. And check out 2minutestolatenight.com. We'll have a link on the episode description. And hopefully it won't be too long till we're hanging out in person again.
That would be wonderful. I would love to go to a concert. I would love to watch a wrestling. I would love to just... do what we did this time, which is just talk about cum the whole time. All right, whatever.
Come and quit.
Thanks for having me, guys. Do I just Do I just click
Rob
the leave
will kick
button,
you out.
Or you
can
yeah, I'll kick you out. I'll okay. kick you out.
Okay. Right. Smile and hang tight.
Give me the boot already. Bye, T.
Garcinia Hall, Jordan, hanging out at 2MinutesLateNight.com to check out that stream. That sounds really fun.
Yeah. Not going to lie, I was expecting him to be in corpse paint during the interview. That was a slight disappointment.
I was a little shocked. I was stunned, in fact. You know, it's a little disrespectful. I didn't want to say anything.
Mm-hmm. Next time, you got to make them sign a contract before they come on.
Or just sit in front of Pee-wee at the movie theater. And then
oh, no. Oh, it's a whole different kind of corpse paint.
Darren, I like that you found the Alex Jones drop.
I did. I didn't. It's not that I couldn't find it. I was having an issue with the directory where I play them from, and I fixed it during the interview. Oh, wow. So I wanted to sneak it in at the end.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Or
no,
she said.
She wants it snuck in all the time, not just at the end.
Oh, we should have talked about this, Jordan. Then there was a story last week that a hacker locked into internet connected chastity cages and said, "Your cock is mine now." That's a drop.
It's just absurd to me that that's a thing, that like the story here to me is that that exists in the first place.
Yeah.
And
could
then,
you explain exactly
so
what that is?
A chastity cage is essentially a cage for your penis.
Is that what the kids in the border are in those? Is that what that is?
Yes. That's why it's so hard to break them open, because ICE controls them.
Oh, God damn it.
So it essentially it locks your dick so you can't comfortably get an erection.
But what's the internet?
Your dick. So hold on. So it locks your dick can't. You can't have it. There is a passage so you could pee through it, you know, so it's not completely cruel.
Oh,
it's just to control your sexual urges.
Freeze. So is it locked facing with the tip facing up or with the tip facing down?
Facing down. So you can almost like angle it to pee. It's like a cling.
So what happens?
Do a Google image search.
We're telling our audience what this is because we're doing.
Sure.
But what? I got a question now. So what
I'm suggesting to the audience, but go ahead.
I have a sincere question. What happens if you get an erection?
It hurts because.
Is it meant to prevent erections or to prevent sexual intercourse?
Both.
Okay.
And probably a little bit of pain.
Well, the whole thing is it's a submissive action, so you lock your penis, and then you give the key to your master. The sub locks their penis. They give the key to the master. Then the master controls when the penis is unlocked to have the erection. So now to bring into the story, this would then be a smart lock so that the cage could be unlocked remotely, I'm assuming. So, you know, if your master travels for work, and you want to ask for permission to be unlocked while
he's selling encyclopedias, you know.
Yeah, while he's out, you know, you get the smart chastity cage, the eye chastity, if you will.
I'm just picturing like a 70-year-old, like dominant, like master reading the news and seeing this and be like, what is with this smart lock? What am I saying? Just had a lock and a key. That was good enough. Put that on my sub's dick. Perfectly fine. All of a sudden, they're with the smart lock.
You can't take that into the shower. You electrocute yourself. What is this?
Or what if their phone dies? They don't have a charger.
I used to take my sub down to the sock hop, then we go to the mall shop. I'd take him home, unlock his penis, and you do the thing. Now you got a smart. I got what? I got to have a thing for the open the car, too, to do this? How do you do this? I had to get my son to come in and help me unlock my sub penis.
Oh,
there's a button for the alarm. In case you're in danger.
The other day I woke up outside. I had a loud alarm. It's some kids trying to break into my sub's cock.
Sub's cock.
I caught them and they ran away. Fucking kids.
I love that.
It wasn't any of this electronic dick locking under Nixon, I'll tell you that. Good old days.
So somebody hacked the system and like did this to like a number of people, or?
Right. So there was the service called Cellmates, which is the smart locks.
Okay.
So great. It's essentially
you. Good job, Mamers. That's a great name.
So, you know, you use the app to sync. I guess this chastity belt has like a Bluetooth lock or whatever, and you connect it to your phone. And so I guess the service got hacked, and then this hacker started telling these hack victims, quote, "Your cock is mine now."
You don't get to like touch it or see it or like suck it or anything. It's just you control.
Well, right, but you control their. I wonder if there's like a fail safe on this thing, you know, like what if the battery on the Bluetooth died? Like, also that's like there's a bat. You're walking around with a battery on your dick. It just seems. I sound like this old school master. Like, you're giving yourself cancer for what? A little convenience.
What if you forget the password too? Shit like that.
Right. Or like exactly. Or you know, you lose your phone.
I have a different take on all of this. I feel like all of these situations that you're describing now would probably turn someone on who's a sub.
That's also true.
That's a great point. We're looking at this from a completely different point of view than a completely closed-minded point of view than a person that would use the Cellmate. By the way,
guys,
use promo code Livecast.
Right now.
Yeah, use promo code Livecast to get 20% off.
Well, no, we don't want to sell this because it's clearly faulty.
I know, but we like it when it faults.
So the hacker demanded basically a ransom in Bitcoin to unlock the people's
Bitcoin. Now I got to pay in Bitcoin. We used to use straight up the George Washington's and Ben Franklin's. That was it in my day. They're doing with the Bitcoin, the electronic dick locks. What are you doing here?
So did he get away with it? Did he get the Bitcoin? My favorite thing about this story is Rob pretending that he's only reading it now and not that he has one of these and the company emailed him.
Pretending that he's not out 35 Bitcoin right now.
That's right.
Well, I'm the one placing the chastity cages. No,
right.
No. But
you had to pay. You had to pay to get your sub back.
Yeah.
The top. We know that.
But it says he wasn't caught. The victims later reported, because there was in October of last year, security researchers found that the manufacturer of an Internet of Things chastity cage, or this product, a sex toy that users put around their penis to prevent erections, that is used in the BDSM community. And can be unlocked remotely.
Rob can barely get the words out. He's so
is this a widespread thing, or is this like, you know, a couple of people have this?
The chastity cage?
Yeah.
The specific smart chastity cage, I'm assuming. But even that makes it even worse, because it's so an API was left exposed, giving malicious hackers a chance to take control of the devices. And that's exactly what happened. Because it's so small time, the code was probably not that, you know,
right,
foolproof, not that secure. And then, you know, it just takes one hacker that knew what they're doing to just fuck up the whole thing.
I was just wondering if it was like Parler, where like 150,000 dicks got like frozen.
It doesn't say how many. Not everything you have should be smart, because if it's connected to the internet, that means, you know, it could be hacked.
Yep. Right.
Safeguard your dick.
Yeah.
Or your sub's dick.
Both, I mean, both.
Any dick that means anything to you, safeguard it.
Exactly.
That's the lesson here.
What if it's Scully D?
Oh, no.
Well, fuck his dick.
I'd rather put, like, a chastity belt on, like, his hand so he can't touch that iPad anymore.
Or his mouth.
On his head, yeah.
A muzzle. He's get a chastity muzzle.
Can't rap about an irrigation going across the nation. Clean water in this beautiful nation.
Do you think he was like on the phone with Chuck Billy and he's like, give me words to use in this. Like, I bet I could use any word you give me. And he's like, all right, irrigation, use that.
I think Chuck Billy, like, totally, he asked Chuck Billy, is this okay? Should I release this? And he pranked him. He's like, oh, it's fucking great. This is amazing. You got to release it.
When we get back together to tour, we got to do this live, man. It's awesome. I love this.
Imagine they get to tour and he's like, you said we were going to do this, man. What? I never said, okay. Where's your chastity belt?
If you remember concerts, you know how sometimes, like, when bands would play for a long time and, like, the singer would go in, like, in the back just to, like, I don't know, relax for a little bit, and the drummer would have a drum solo or the guitarist would play?
You think that's when Alex is going to bust a rhyme?
Yes. Chuck Billy takes a break.
He'd have to do it in secret. Like, just run on the stage and do it. Like, he's like, that's never going to be approved.
I'm picturing him showing up backstage with a backwards hat and then Hulk Hogan telling him he can't come in. No admittance. Dress code strictly enforced, Scully D. Get out of here.
What about a do-rag? Is that all right? Can I? No.
Nope.
Sorry.
Get out of here. Pull those pants up, Skolnick.
Hulk Hogan's restaurant with Bill Cosby. I don't know if anyone. He had like a 49% stake.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't like the saggy pants either.
Wait a minute. Do you feel like a pig? No, get out of here, buddy. Only feel like pigs in here.
Then I'm allowed.
Speaking of pigs, what was our first story on the docket today? Didn't Dave Grohl go to Lemmy's house?
Oh, yeah.
He was disgusted.
Oh, what does that have to do? Oh,
which one of those two guys are you calling a pig?
Lemmy, I guess.
Well, it wasn't me that called Lemmy a pig.
I see. So Grohl was interviewed and he was asked about visiting Lemmy's apartment. And if you've seen the Lemmy documentary, they show his apartment, and it's like a tiny ass apartment with every inch of it covered in memorabilia. There's like no room, and like the one bedroom is wall to wall Nazi memorabilia, and a comfortable level of Nazi memorabilia.
What's the comfortable level? Rob, could you just remind us what level of Nazi memorabilia you personally are comfortable with?
Like one or two pieces.
I mean, I could see what he's saying. Like, I would overlook it if it was like a lamp, you know?
Nazi lamp?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. Like, if there was something that, like, oh, this is from a war, like, or it could be something like, hey, my grandfather fought in World War II, and he took this from, he killed the Nazi, and he took his gun. This is his Nazi gun. That's an acceptable form of Nazi memorabilia to have. Go ahead.
My grandfather was in the war. He was in the guard tower. He took out, like, 14 of them Jews.
Oh, no.
Trying to escape.
Lemmy didn't sound that articulate on his best day.
All right, it's not
I think maybe our next Patreon should be a watch along of that Lemmy documentary.
I haven't
watched it since it originally came out, which now is like 15 years ago whatever. And I remember loving it, and then that scene was just like,
I mean,
they got back into it.
It is memorabilia. I mean, they always say, like, never forget, right? So he's just trying to, like, remember.
He just had a really bad memory.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. With all the alcohol he drinks, he's damaged so much of his brain cells. He has to look at it every day to remember.
Reminders all
and
around.
And the mole. Like, a lot of his memory cells got taken up to form that mole in his DNA.
So. I was going to say, I'd be down to watching that as a Patreon, but only if I'm allowed to eat Cocoa Puffs.
we should all buy some.
That's like the last thing I want to eat when I'm looking at a human Cocoa Puff. Like
Crunchberry?
I'm eating Lemmy's face.
We tape some to our face.
Do they still exist?
Yeah, Cocoa Puffs, yeah.
I can't find Cocoa Puffs.
Really? Well, maybe because there's shortages because of the global viral plague that we're experiencing.
Maybe they died with Lemmy.
Okay. Okay, you can order some on Walmart.
Oh, no, okay.
Use promo code LiveCast.
and get nothing.
For nothing,
we're endorsing every horrible thing that exists today. The chastity, belts that get hacked, and Nazi memorabilia, and Cocoa Puffs from the worst company in the world.
And as I read this interview, Dave Grohl, I want to say that this segment is sponsored by Lockheed Martin. promo code Livecast for your next WMD purchase. All right. So
thank you, Lockheed Martin.
And I have to say, like, I used Lockheed Martin. You know, I didn't think I would like it. And then I had a problem with a third world country, and Lockheed Martin was very reliable.
If I could chime in here, all the Tomahawk missiles come prepared. Like, you don't have to do any stupid grocery shopping or anything.
If you don't like it, you can send it back 30 days before you find it.
It's great. Can't recommend it enough.
Lockheed Martin.
All right. Back to
promo code Wide Nut.
All right. So according to this interview, when Grohl showed up, so this apartment is also like two blocks away from the Rainbow. That's why he got it because it was so close to the Rainbow, which is a bar on the Sunset Strip, an infamous bar on the Sunset Strip, which it has a charm to it, but it's a bit divey, you know, in its own way. And so he didn't want to have to put himself in a situation where he'd have to drive home drunk. So he got an apartment within walking distance. And this was like a studio apartment, and Grohl visited. And he said the place was a magazine graveyard, and Lemmy was only wearing a black bikini underwear the entire time, which is nice.
Oh my God.
He says, I was shocked at how fucking disgusting it was. These aisles of magazines and VHS tapes stacked 3-4 feet high, Lemmy sitting on the couch in his black bikini underwear with a spider web on them after just dyeing his hair black. Doing a phone interview with a video game.
Wait, hold on.
Is this at Lemmy's house, not Danzig's house?
Was this underwear with like a spider web logo on them, or like an actual cobweb that fell on his crotch and he left it there? What does he mean?
I think he means that there's a spider web. That's a good question. Maybe like is the
one.
Design on the bikini,
well,
or
you
there's
and Dave
a...
are good friends. Text them.
No, please follow up on that.
He says Lemmy offered him some Jack Daniels. It was 11:15 in the morning.
Are you sure that this wasn't a cry for help? Are you sure this is like a testimony and not a cry for help from Dave Grohl?
Well, Lemmy's dead now. So
he's dead, yeah. He shouldn't fear Lemmy. Yeah. He says, I'll never forget any detail of the day, especially the black underwear with... Okay. Especially not the black underwear with a spider web and a black widow spider right where the dick is. So it sounds like it's the design.
It was just laying around? Or
he's wearing it.
I'd also believe that he had just had a loose black widow spider that he'd like to put on his dick. I'd believe that about Lemmy.
Like a chastity cage.
Yeah, like the original analog chastity cage. Not even a hint of an erection, and you just bitten to death.
Just get Jeff Hanneman.
He'd wear that while playing the video poker machine at the Rainbow, so he could not get distracted.
Well, you know,
doesn't
this
everybody wear a spider on their dick?
Fudge. Seen an old man in Speedos. I've definitely seen my fair share lately because I recently joined a gym in the Russian neighborhood here in New York.
Which one?
And I did it. I don't want to.
There's like 40 of them.
There's no promo code.
Another horrible thing we're promoting today.
Promo code.
No, it's a really good gym. But so they have a pool. Like I'm doing it because like I very much miss swimming.
So you're doing for the pool.
Yes, people that listen to the show in the summer might remember that I spent the summer like every day, every weekday, I would kick off my day by
going down to the beach and going for a dip, a half hour dip. And it really, I lost a bunch of weight doing it. So it was very good. It was like good mentally, good physically. And I really missed doing it. And I was getting very sad as the weather was getting bad. So I was like, I need to do something. So I decided to join a pool. And this was the one that just made sense. It's close by. There's parking. So I don't have to worry about doing public transportation. The downside is it is an incredibly rush. And longtime listeners of the show know I just, it's very hard for me. And the reason I bring this up with the Lemmy thing is there's the, like, it's me, two or three other young people maybe, and then like very old people swimming. So, and a lot of them are basically in a Black Widow Speedo, just like Lemmy, just no shame. And, you know, the other thing is I've seen so many different variants of Eastern European back hair. Like some, it's just incredible how many different ways it could be laid out back there.
I was going to ask, do you ever come up from under the water with curly hairs in your mouth?
No. And this is all in the locker room. Like in the water, it's fine because it's all lane. Everyone is in a separate lane, thankfully. So it's not so bad.
I know, but
like,
the water ripples and it could still carry the pubic hair.
I have yet to encounter a pubic hair. I wear goggles. I have yet to see pubic hair floating around. And they do a very good job of maintaining the chlorine and constantly testing the water for that kind of stuff. But it's just the locker room that's the weirdest.
Aren't you scared of getting COVID from these very non-COVID aware people?
Yes. That is the risk that I put myself through. And it's very frightening. Like the most stressful moment is the locker room because some of these people, look, I understand, you know, you're in a locker room. There's a moment where you're not going to be wearing the mask. That's fine. But then they're like actively having conversations without a mask. And I'm, what
are their dicks out?
Yeah.
Sometimes. So it's like, get dressed, leave.
Number one thing about the gym, like, I understand you got to do things. You got to go from here to there. You may not be fully clothed. It's a locker. Put your fucking underwear on. Like, it's just a simple request. Like, just don't walk around with your dick flapping. Why is that necessary?
Is that on the sign for Hogan's Restaurant? Must be where you got to. No dick flapping. Yeah.
No, we like that, brother.
Well, it's kind of conflicting. I remember going to like a Schwitz, and it had a men's locker room and a women's locker room. And in the women's locker room, they had some like jet pools and sauna and steam room. And all of the older women were just walking around butt naked. And I felt like I was like, where am I? It was just
like, why am I not this confident? Right? That's how you're feeling?
Yeah, I guess in the beginning. But at the same time, like, I didn't want to like, I mean, I guess the water hits my puss anyway when I go in the water.
Yeah, you're not protecting anything. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's only. Yeah, it's only for appearance.
Sitting on like a sweaty bench with my bare ass just made me like, oh, I'm going to catch something.
Don't you get a towel? You put a towel down on the sweaty bench.
I suppose. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
That's too much to ask. A towel?
It's always, that's the same, like when I would go to the Korean spas, it's the same thing. It would always be like the manifestation of Santa Claus that's like swinging his stick around, like showing up for everybody. Like,
why does every spa you go to have a nationality attached to it? Can you go to a
non-denominational? What's the nationality of Santa Claus?
Well, no, Korean. You said Korean spa. You said Russian.
It's a
spa.
Korean spa. It's a specific.
There's different styles.
There's different types of spas.
You should have told them to wrap up their bulgogi.
Yeah.
And
holidays at the Russian.
Yeah, and also this is a Russian gym. This isn't like, you know, it is. You cannot.
Everyone's in a Fila jumpsuit.
I want to say a PSA. If your penis looks like Holodeth, see a doctor immediately. That's not good. Whether you like colored bietz or not, your penis should not look like it. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes. And this parking lot also, you know, people get pretty feisty with their spots and how they park.
Well,
you know, yes, that was the main appeal of this gym for me because I didn't.
I think I'm figuring out where this gym is, by the way. I think I know.
Good for you.
I mean, I've given enough hints. There's only so many gyms with pools in them, so it's
true?
Not that hard.
Is that a rarity?
I mean, there's a few of them.
Well,
there's a handful.
There's the YMCA next to you that Bill de Blasio opened so he can work out. You could just join him.
Yes. The problem with that gym and most gyms is you have to reserve. They're actually careful about their COVID. So you have to, like, reserve your lane, and it was impossible. Like, it was absolutely impossible to even try to reserve it. So I was just like, I want to be guaranteed, you know, a spot in the pool. So, but otherwise it's great. When I'm actually in the water, it's like, this is the best decision I ever made.
Aww.
And, you know, and I will take that to my grave in about 3 weeks when I die of COVID.
Yeah.
But I just want you to know it was the best decision I ever made. No, yeah. Also, it's like, yeah, exactly. I'm actively fighting with my immune system in that pool.
And I beat it. So you could go 2-0 if you get it and get over it. Right?
Yeah.
Do it, Rob.
It's
show.
It's like I'm willing to take the risk to do that. As
well,
weird as it sounds like.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
It just doesn't seem that. Like, the only time I really feel at risk is in the locker room, and I'm like, I try to stay as far away from the people talking, and like, if there's people changing in the area where my lockers, I just like wait for them to leave. I'm not, you know, I'm keeping as much distance as I can.
Well, the pool is one of the safest places because it dies in the water immediately.
Exactly. Exactly.
But they could still cough on you, like, over the water, though. That's the
right. No. Right. Yeah. There is still a risk, but it's much less in the pool. That's why I try to stay below the water as much as possible when, like, crossing people in lanes or whatever.
Do you shower in the locker room, or do you just?
Yeah, of course. No, you have to shower. Yeah, you have to shower before getting into the pool, and you really have to shower after.
Or else what?
You smell terrible. I don't know.
You don't
I can't.
Have to shower, it's not like a law.
Oh, but no, you have to shower before going in the pool, though. That's one of the rules.
Do they watch you?
Yeah. You have to sign in at the pool. There's lifeguards and everything.
Do they
a temperature check, so there's this pretension of care.
But how do they know you showered?
You're wet.
All right. You can't just go in the sink and splash yourself?
You can, sure.
There we go. I found my loophole. I'm in. I'm not showering around fucking strangers. Disgusting.
I mean, there's partitions. It's private showers.
I don't care. You don't
also,
know where they have cameras.
Is it co-ed pool? Is the pool co-ed?
The pool is co-ed. Yes. Sometimes there are Orthodox women that are very uneasy about being in a pool with men. But
the
lane separation is enough for them, I guess.
What do they swim in?
Bathing suits?
Garb.
Do they have like little skirts, like onesies with a skirt, or what's the outfit?
It's like a kind of like a singlet. Not a singlet,
okay.
But like a bodysuit with shorts.
When you went to the bathroom stall, what image were you jerking off to? In her bathing
Let
suit.
Me.
Like, he couldn't hold his phone, so that was a problem.
Yeah, it wasn't working for me. Also, they have those like screens with ads on them, and they're like. These like hyper produced ads for like local Russian stores, which is just funny to me. And then like solicitation to buy ads on the service to promote your local Russian store. And they're like
one for the live cast
produced by FEMA, like Vita Video or whatever.
I honestly think that would be money well spent.
Yeah.
It's probably really expensive too.
I doubt it.
It'll just
Find
reach
out.
Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the only one.
But he'll be reminded, I got to get back home. It's almost showtime.
Yeah.
It might work just for that.
All right.
Also, it's kind of funny. Like there's like, I try to be consistent with my time.
because I found like a nice sweet spot where it's not too crowded. And there's like regulars that, I mean, I don't know them, but it's like, oh, it's that guy. Oh, it's that lady, you know? And the one thing I will take away from this is
hepatitis.
If you have children, besides hepatitis,
the one and two things I will
the second thing I will take away from this is if you have kids, teach them how to swim. It's a very useful skill that they can use later in life, and I'm very, very glad that I know how to do that, and it's very meditative, and I feel very at peace doing it, and it's a great start to my day that I'm like very, I feel very fortunate to be able to do.
Another piece of advice, if you're taking your sub swimming, deactivate their electronic yes. chastity belt.
Yes, you don't want that electronic chastity belt. It's water resistant, not waterproof. Okay, so you can only spend so much time underwater.
Yeah, I was going to say be a kind master, but you're just saying protect the equipment that you're paying for.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, protect your sub's junk. You don't want it electrocuted
again,
and ruined.
You guys just don't get it. Feels good.
A little fried dick meat.
A little fried roast beef.
Oh, is that the episode title? Fried roast beef.
Why not?
Oh dear.
All right. Well, I think that's a good moment to end on. And again, and I want to mention our Spotify playlist. If you want to get a little chance to listen to some music that we recommend every week, each of us picks a different track, and we add it to our Spotify playlist, which we're calling the Live Cast Music Break. And this week we each picked some songs. Noah, you picked a deep cut. What did you pick?
I picked The Unforgiven by Metallica because I watched The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly for the first time in my life, which I had to break into two separate days because it's a 3-hour movie. I guess, you know, cinema back then was like a whole day excursion. And I didn't realize that the melody in the beginning is from that movie. So a little fun little Easter egg for me.
Did you enjoy the movie?
Oh, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. I recommend that too.
Durinsky, what did you pick?
Durinsky picked a little classic freestyle song called Sidewalk Talk by Jelly Bean Benitez.
Oh.
Featuring Madonna, by the way. Madonna's a backup joke. She thinks she discovered him, I guess. As a DJ or whatever.
Hmm.
I was in a little freestyle mood. So that's a really good one.
And Sid, what did you pick?
If you recall last week, I said that sometimes there's a specific reason I pick a song and sometimes they just randomly pop into my head. This time there was a very specific reason. I picked Radio by Alkaline Trio, which is a pop punk emo band from like the late 90s, early 2000s. And the reason I picked it was I'm sitting in my apartment last night at around 9 o'clock. And a car drives up my block blasting this song at top volume. And I have never experienced this before where a 1990s emo song is blasting from a car in deep South Brooklyn. It was the weirdest fucking thing. And like it drove by once and I was like, that sort of sounded like Alkaline Trio. That's weird. And then like 5 minutes passed and the same fucking car drove by again and it was even louder. And I was like, that's definitely Alkaline Trio, and it's the same song still. Like, this guy's just, like, circling my block, playing this song on a loop. Like,
he's looking for a spot.
Yeah. It's just so strange. Like, did he get dumped by a girl, and she lives on my block, and he's playing the song to, like, win her back or something? It was so fucking weird, but it's a great song, so I picked that song in honor of that man or woman who was playing it. In
Very
the
nice.
Year 2021.
I picked Grum. It's this solo artist who's like kind of like synthwave, little cyberpunk type
Is
stuff.
Is that the woman that's married to Elon Musk?
That's Grimes.
No, that's Grimes.
Close enough.
Close though. Grum. No, this is I really like this album. It's like really good
working music if you want to get stuff done and have something on in the background that kind of like get your blood pumping at work types of things.
Isn't that what Borat calls his dick? My gram. Isn't that?
Gram.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The song is called Cybernetic. It's fun. It's dancey. I think you would enjoy it. So that's our... I think you, the listener, not you, Sid.
Okay. Good. Just wanted to be clear on that.
That's our show. I do want to, before we get out of here, I want to give a shout out to the top Livecast fans of the week. And you can be a top Livecast fan of the week using promo code Livecast. No. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And the top Livecast fan tier is the $10 tier. You get everything in the $5 tier, the bonus episodes, video versions of our podcasts for the last year, and you get a lovely shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. And let's see, how should we do it this week?
Skolnick rap.
Oh, how is that?
Just the hibbity hops.
We got the Eric and the Robert Ganoush, aka Justin Benjamin L. Duderino, Dan R. Mindy Mayus, Kipper Croc Destroyer, Samuel, I am you well, I is you well, Jander, Shashur, Sassusis, LaCroix, Crustacean, Sensation, a.k.a. God, Stomper, Ash, Buzz, Hello, Dallas, Robba, Vampiro, and Shane, Hugo Likes, Tacos, and the Lando Dags, Paradise Passions, Douglas, who are you, Levison.
I was hoping for some guitar scratching in there.
Trump sucks. Trump sucks. Wear a fucking mask.
Next week on the show, Alex Skolnick to talk about his rap career.
He's a rebel. He's
and the
this good political information out there for people to learn.
And the inventor of Cellmate will be on to talk about his product.
The reveal is that they're the same person.
All righty. Well, that's our show. Thank you for tuning in. We love you. Stay safe. And see you next month. Because it's next week.
Next
month. Bye-bye. Okay, that was really good.
Tremendous.
Trump sucks.
The Lemmy, well, we could probably pull out something with the Lemmy thing, just nothing with the Nazi stuff.
The underpants, the sitting naked.
Oh yeah, the underpants. Yeah,
underwear. Something with Jordan, I guess, talking about the two bands, getting the two bands, they're doing each other's songs and the shirt. I don't know.
Is there something funny that we, I mean, there was a lot of fun, but like, was there
stuff.
Something notably funny, maybe the Hulk Hogan talk.
Yeah,
the Hulk Hogan talk was great.
I thought it was really funny when we pointed out that Hulk Hogan wears the do-rag, but you're not allowed to wear it in the restaurant.
Yeah. Really hoping not to promote that. Like, I'm still pissed off at the, about that incident, man. I know we had a good segment and everything, but I don't know.
Then we could just not have any parts where he's talking about what he's promoting. But there were parts where we were talking to him, and it was funny. I wouldn't want to just throw that away.
We don't need to put anything that he's promoting because it's going to be after the fact anyway. So
that's all.
Yeah, no. I was just saying like some clips that we could share.
I didn't mean promote his shit. I meant like promoting the fact that we had him on. It makes me feel stupid that we got sat there and got dissed for 90 minutes and then had somebody back on the show again.
I don't know. I don't.
If I'm in the minority, I'll just keep my mouth shut, but that bothers me.
I don't mind it.
I thought he was more tolerable this time. I remember not enjoying him and Drew as guests last
Same.
Time, and I just generally, I'm not entertained by him. But I don't like harbor anything towards him.
I mean, I'm not gonna go to sleep crying tears.
Yeah. That's just my take on it. I'm not like I understand.
I feel like when someone does that to you, it should be like, all right, that's it. Like, we don't. And I'm not blaming Rob at all, by the way. I just want to be clear because you said that in the chat before. Like, hey, I asked, you know, you did nothing wrong. And I actually answered and said yes. So it's not like hey, yeah, fuck you, you did this, but I feel weird about it.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the back burner if you all want to put a video up.
I don't care. Like, I think it's also okay if we don't put like a bunch of clips out every week. Like, if we put one clip and then just do posts, that's okay,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Well, let me think. Definitely.
Oh, the
maybe
chastity belt. That was really,
yeah,
funny.
Yeah. And those were without him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chastity belt, the Lemmy with the thong.
That's, there you go. That's two clips.
That's
plenty.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forgot about,
okay,
it.
Alrighty.
I want to also, before we go, like, I want to say, like, if you think I'm being a dick about this,
no, it's totally
tell
fine.
Me, and I just want, we can just put the video.
No,
up.
I don't.
I'm not
it's
like
not
married
that important to.
Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion on it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's totally fine.
Just want to clear the air, make sure I'm not,
yeah,
being an asshole.
Yeah. No. But I think just like in general, which like it's just like we already discussed this, and we're all on the same page. But we could just avoid it if we just book our guests in advance.
Yeah, this is something that just cropped up.
Yeah.
I understand that. That's going to happen occasionally.
Right. But I also want to say that, like, I like Rob, if you ever feel put on the spot because someone asked you to be on the show and it's like, you know, like, we can also discuss having them on in a way that's, like, comfortable for all of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sounds good.
That was all right.
He's definitely out.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.